Very shortly, we will pass through the small settlement of Tangiwai. The Māori name Tangiwai, translated literally, means weeping waters. Ironically, on Christmas Eve of 1953, the name became an apt description, as Tangiwai became the site of New Zealand's worst rail disaster. In March 1945, a dome of steaming lava, approximately 40 metres in diameter, appeared in the crater lake of Mount Ruapehu. In May of the same year, a much larger dome appeared and spread over the floor of the crater, displacing all of the water which poured out through an ice cave and into the Whangahu River. During July and August of 1945, Ruapehu's activity began to increase until on the 22nd of August, a tremendous cloud of ash-laden steam exploded out of the crater. Ash eruptions continued in September and October. But by January 1946, the eruption was over and the water started to fill the crater again. During 1952 and 1953, the lake returned to its pre-eruption level. No one knew that the ice cave, the natural outlet for the crater lake, had become blocked by ash. The lake's level continued to rise, and by August 1953, it was 8 metres, or 26 feet, above its normal level. Just before 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve of 1953, the ash barrier in the ice cave broke, and the lake level dropped by 6 metres, or almost 20 feet, in 15 minutes. A tremendous volume of water, now estimated at over 2 million cubic metres, rushed down the Whangahu River. As this wall of water swept along the river, it picked up huge quantities of trees and boulders to form a devastating lahar, which swept down off the mountain and out onto the plains. At precisely 10:15 p.m, the lahar hit the railway bridge at Tangiwai, sweeping away one of the bridge's main supports. At 10:21 p.m, the packed Wellington to Auckland Express, consisting of one engine, nine carriages and two vans, rocketed onto the weakened bridge, travelling at 60 kilometres an hour, or 37 miles per hour. As the express left the bank, the rest of the bridge collapsed and the engine nosedived off the edge into the air, almost hitting the opposite side of the riverbank. The first five carriages followed, catapulting upwards before plummeting into the floodwaters. Four of these carriages were broken up by the force of the river's waters, with little hope for the passengers. The sixth carriage teetered on the edge of the ruined bridge, and almost at once, the carriage broke free from the remaining carriages and fell into the river, where it rolled downstream before coming to rest. Passengers from the other carriages in the river struggled from the wreckage and made their way or were helped to the bank. Some freed themselves only to be swept further downstream before being able to crawl ashore. Many were drowned or smothered by the thick silt in the river. Some were swept 120 kilometres or 75 miles downriver and out to sea. Their bodies never recovered. Of the 285 people on the train that night, 134 survived and 151 died. Most of those that died drowned in the floodwaters.